Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, April 4th. You'll be interested to know. 50 years ago, today in 1975, Bill Gates and Paul Allen founded Microsoft, which grew to be the world's largest personal computer software company, revolutionizing the technology industry and shaping the future of computing. Their innovative approach and commitment to software development established Microsoft as a leading force in the global market. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 55 degrees with 11 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:11 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a high around 64 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low of 41 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 11, with a high tide at 5:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 42 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect rain showers on Saturday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 46. Saturday night will also be rainy with a low around 41. Sunday brings more rain with a high near 59. Sunday night stays rainy with a low around 41. Monday continues with rain likely, a high near 48, and a low around 37 at night. Tuesday offers a chance of rain showers with partly sunny skies and a high near 47 before cooling down to 30 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, an investigation is currently underway at Newton Wellesley Hospital following the diagnosis of brain tumors in 5 nurses working on the 5th floor maternity unit. All tumors were found to be benign. The hospital has interviewed 11 staff members since April 1st, uncovering additional health concerns in 6 others. Officials stated they collaborated with various safety departments and external consultants, conducting environmental assessments, which reportedly found no risks linked to brain tumor development. However, the Massachusetts Nurses Association expressed concerns about the thoroughness of the hospital's environmental testing. A town hall meeting is planned for next week. Now on to sports. This season, the National Football League will introduce Sony's Hawkeye cameras to track ball position, replacing the manual method used for decades. These 8K cameras will utilize virtual measurement technology to quickly determine if the ball has traveled the required 10 yards for a first down. The system comprises 6 cameras that create a digital recreation of the measurement, which will be displayed in stadiums and on television. While measuring with a Hawkeye system takes around 30 seconds, significantly faster than the chain crew's time, the crew will still be present on the field in a secondary role. In local sports, yesterday afternoon in Baltimore, the Red Sox bested the Orioles 8-4. Bregman, Campbell, and Cassis each smacked 2-run homers, highlighting the Sox's explosive offense. Kelly snagged the win, while Morton took the loss for Baltimore. The Sox's dominant hitting, including a 9th-inning double by Bregman, sealed the victory, bringing their record to 3-4 this season. Today is opening day at Friendly Fenway. The Sox take on the Cardinals at 2:10. Herrick Fett, with a 1.50 ERA, faces off against the Sox's Walker Buehler. Last night, the Bruins fell to the Canadiens 4-1 in Montreal. Despite Elias Lindholm's late goal, the Bees couldn't overcome Montreal's dominant attack. Brendan Gallagher and Nick Suzuki each tallied a goal and an assist. The Bruins are now 30-37-9, lagging behind in the standings. Tomorrow night, the Bruins battle the Hurricanes in Beantown. The Celtics were off last night, but tonight, with a record of 56-20, the Celtics take on the Phoenix Suns at TD Garden. The Suns come in with a record of 35-41, currently on a 4-game losing streak. Jason Tatum leads the way for Boston as they face a struggling Suns defense. Jaylen Brown is listed as questionable with right knee posterior impingement. Tip-off is at 7:30. In top news, in Mammoth Lakes, California, three individuals have tragically died from hantavirus, the same virus that claimed the life of Gene Hackman's wife, Betsy Arakawa. Health officials reported these unusual cases, as fewer than 100 California residents have been diagnosed since 1980. The recent deaths involving a young adult occurred despite no evidence of mouse activity in their homes. Investigators noted a potential deer mouse population boom could be contributing to these infections. Public health officials urge residents to take precautions, such as trapping rodents and properly storing food, to prevent further cases. In business news, global economies are bracing for a potential flood of cheap Chinese goods as President Donald Trump's tariffs threaten to reshape trade dynamics. Starting April 9th, Chinese imports will face tariffs averaging around 70%. This move could drive up prices for various products in the United States, including electronics and toys. Economists warn that this could worsen the ongoing China shock, diverting U.S.-bound exports to an already saturated global market. With retaliatory measures likely, the situation underscores how quickly trade wars can escalate, leaving other countries struggling to absorb the excess manufacturing capacity from China. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% for the week to just over $83,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just over $1,800. And GOATSE's Maximus is down 0.5% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A groundbreaking new superalloy designed from copper and tantalum with added lithium can endure temperatures up to 800 degrees Celsius, which is 1400 degrees Fahrenheit. This innovative material not only withstands extreme heat, but also boasts a remarkable yield strength of 1120 megapascals, surpassing traditional copper alloys. Researchers from several U.S. universities and the U.S. Army Research Laboratory developed this alloy, which mimics the strengthening mechanisms of nickel-based superalloys. This advancement may lead to more durable materials for various sectors, including aerospace and military applications. And in entertainment news, David Fincher is set to direct a sequel to Quentin Tarantino's 2019 film titled Twice Upon a Time in Hollywood. This project, which will debut on Netflix, is based on a script written by Tarantino. Brad Pitt is expected to reprise his Oscar-winning role as Cliff Booth, while Leonardo DiCaprio's return has not yet been confirmed. Notably, this sequel does not count toward Tarantino's self-imposed limit of 10 films. The rights to the original film belong to Sony, allowing Tarantino to create a new movie with the same characters. The casting is anticipated to be as impressive as the original. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American military leader and statesman, Colin Powell. And he said, "Perpetual optimism is a force multiplier." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.